3 for compliance, or?
Yes, that's got it.
Is it, this is the, okay, this is the Board of Health one?
You got it.
I'll get this, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Are we ready?
We're good?
Good. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Board of Health as published in the Hunter Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Call it order.
Want me to do a roll call?
We're going to do a roll call?
Yeah, I'll do a roll call. Ms. Brandmeier?
Here.
Mr. Abakowski?
Here.
Mr. Wojcik?
Here.
Ms. Kohler?
Here.
Mr. Wunder?
Here.
Ms. McKee?
Present.
And Ms. Kane?
Here, present.
And we'd like to do a flag salute followed by a moment of silence for our troops.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Wow, now that it's March 6, 2024, and this is our actual reorganization meeting of the Board of Health, could I have a nomination of the 2024 Board Chair?
I'd like to nominate Jay Wojcik because Abe was just it, you know, you're the newest and usually get it, the newest.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. This is your baptism under fire.
I've been told. Yeah, we got a first, we got a second, roll call.
Yes.
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 Do I have to say yes? Yes.
Yeah, you can vote for yourself, yeah.
Would you like to take over?
Yeah, I guess we should have warned you. I totally forgot about that.
No pressure, yeah.
It's easy.
I can continue if you, well, I guess technically I can't, so.
Yeah, we'll help you.
Presentation of the minutes. I'll make that motion to do the presentation of the minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is for December.
December 6, 2023. I'll second if there's no changes.
Say roll call.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. No, you're not here.
I said yes. I wasn't there, so I couldn't say yes.
Yeah, so you abstained.
That's it.
Abstain, yeah.
Abstain.
Very good. Then we need to do the resolution for public comment, sorry.
That's okay.
I'll make a motion to open a public comment limited to 3 minutes per speaker, limited to agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none, I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second. Yes.
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 All right. Now we go to the resolutions, number 01-2024, resolution setting the annual meeting schedule for Township Board of Health meetings for calendar year 2024.
Let's take a look at it. Where is it? Okay.
Well, in the past, we've used the first Monday, first Wednesday of the.
First Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
First Wednesday of the month if there's business needed at the Board of Health. Is that correct, want to say that?
Yes, and it's in the first paragraph, number 1 there, it says it. It's right after the, right after the minutes.
So it's the same, correct?
It's the same.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 01-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Unfinished business? It seems to be none. New business. Septic system alteration waiver for 227 Musconetcong River Road, Block 60, Lot 19. The following waivers will need to be acted on by the board. Number 1, the proposed disposal field is not the minimum 25 feet to the existing dwelling. The proposed disposal field is shown 23 feet from the existing dwelling. Number 2,
The toe of the slope is not the county's policy of a minimum 10 feet from the property line. The toe of the slope is shown 6 feet from the property. The board will need to act or acknowledge the following as a condition of making application to the DEP. Number one, a sewage ejector pump is being proposed for a single basement bathroom. The pump discharges to the gravity piping within the interior of the dwelling, and the pumping volume per cycle is small. A waiver for the disposal area not being over-designed by 50% is being requested. A TWA permit will need to be obtained from the DEP. And then we'll have public comment limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Floor is yours, sir.
So I am Kurt Hoffman Engineering, here this evening for Block 60, Lot 19, commonly known as 227 Musconetcong River Road. I am the design engineer of this system. How this came about, this house was for sale. Mr. McCreary was selling the home. Home inspection was conducted, failed septic inspection. Therefore, I got hired to design a replacement system. As you can see on this property, the well is located in the rear of the property. The two concentric circles that you see on the plan are the 50-foot circle and the 100-foot well circle. As you can see, that takes up the majority of the property. We're left with the front of the property right along Musconetcong River Road, which is where the current septic system basically resides today. In evaluating the property, it was found out that there's an existing bathroom in the basement that has an existing ejector pump that goes out to the existing septic system that is there today. The chair mentioned, that we will need an approval from this board to make an application to the state for a TWA, and I'm going to come back to that. So we performed soil log 1, soil log 2, took samples, favorable results with the permeability testing, designed the system in the front yard more or less where the original system was. We moved it slightly further away from the house to get it as close to conformance with state septic code as possible. As you see in the letter from the county, the requirement is 25 feet. We only could manage 23 feet with the limited room that we had. And that snuggling the bed as tight to the right-of-way line as we possibly could, as you see on the plan. We also tried to narrow and lengthen the bed so that we could meet that 25-foot requirement, but that would encroach on where the existing drive was and the property boundary. And as you can see, that brings us to the second waiver that we're requesting, and that is that the county requirement, or their policy, is that the toe of slope be 10 feet from the property boundary. And even with the fatter, shorter bed, we're still violating that, and we brought it to 6 feet. So obviously making it narrower and longer would have made that situation even worse. Quite honestly, it put the toe of slope off the property. It really didn't work. So therefore, we need the distance waiver to the home of 23 feet, not the required 25, and then the county policy of the toe of slope only being 6 feet, not the required 10 feet. Now, going back to the TWA. So I'm going to give background on this going into this. So many moons ago, the
TWA for...
So TWA means treatment works approval. So treatment works approval is where you have a septic system that does not meet the state guidelines, but is not a waiver request. Like most of the things that I bring before this board, we're coming in, we don't meet state code, and you folks can grant the waiver from that. This is an item that you cannot grant the waiver from that. Therefore, you have to go to the state to get what they call a TWA, Treatment Works Approval, for a shortcoming or change to their code. Does that make sense? Okay. Mm-hmm. So their code, when this all came about in 1990, ejector pumps were allowed. Then in 2012, I believe it is, they no longer allowed ejector pumps without changing the design. And that change in the design was 150% disposal bed, 150% septic tank size. You would have to submit to DEP for a TWA if you wanted to have the ejector pump in the basement of your home. Now, ejector pump, when we say that, is a toilet in the basement that doesn't feed out of the house via gravity, a sink or anything like that. Yeah, it would have to pump up to the line and exit out of the house. That's the way it worked for some years. There was a change in that where DEP got overrun with applications, couldn't handle it, and they basically said, we can't do this anymore. We're going to let the local authority, i.e. Hunterdon County Health Department, grant the TWA, if you will. And we worked under that umbrella for 4, 5, 6 years, where Hunterdon, in any of these cases, was able to grant the approval of the ejector pump as long as you oversized your septic tank 150%. You did not have to oversize your disposal bay. Since then, our DEP has taken that back. They've taken it away from all of the local authorities, not just Hunterdon County, this is statewide. So now they want us to submit back to them for these TWA approvals. As part of the process to be able to submit to the state for the TWA, we need your blessing. And that's all we're looking for, is you folks to say, yes, we agree with this. You can now submit. You're not approving the TWA, and you're not approving the design as such. You're just allowing us to make the application to the DEP. Does that make sense?
So we would have to craft a letter to such?
So your approval this evening would, if the board felt so, to grant the two waivers from state code that you can grant the waivers for, and then you would be granting permission to make an application to the DEP for the treatment works approval. So that's what we're asking for this evening. Now, going along with that TWA, to add a little more to the story with that, is that we're utilizing an ATU. We didn't really get into that because it didn't necessarily matter much with the application before the board. But the ATU, we're utilizing that to not only keep the system a little bit simpler, but to meet the requirements for the ATU, TWA as well. So we're allowed to pump up to the ATU as long as the effluent from the home blows from the home via gravity to the ATU. It cannot pump to the ATU, and we're not doing that. As you, I think, read in the letter from the county, the ejector pump will pump to the gravity line, and it will gravity feed to the ATU and then out to the disposal bay. So I just wanted to say that we did have Norwego review the plan. They agreed with it, and we're in keeping with their designs.
So is that the I see the 40-foot wide right-of-way, the unimproved paper street. Is that the 6 feet from that point? Is that that little 6 feet that I see there, that's the property line that it would be short of the approved amount? Is that
correct?
Am I looking at that right?
Yes, so the six-foot dimension is to the property boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is an unimproved paper street that realistically resides on the neighboring property.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe to help that is that we're not impacting anybody on next door. As you can see, it's undeveloped. Mm-hmm. It's a paper street.
Yeah.
I actually did the septic on the neighboring property. It's a ways away. So there's nothing between us and, let me say, 150, 200 feet to where the house is and the septic and well on the neighboring property.
Those wells are not anywhere near where that septic is. So that.
Yeah. And do we know how many paper streets we have in this town? Yeah. I was wondering if there's no chance that street is ever going to become a street, right? That this would become a problem.
Mm-hmm. Not with Highlands and everything.
I just know there was another town I was trying to think as I was seeing the paper street that just went through. We have like 6 paper streets. Let's shut them down.
Yeah.
Was one of those things because they're not going to get used and they're just on the books.
Right. And your business and it's something could it get vacated at some point? It probably
good
could get
point.
Vacated. And
mm-hmm. Good question,
sure.
though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you see as any of the risks at all with the not meeting the codes, like the 23 versus the 25, the 6? Is there anything that you see that could be a risk?
The only thing would be if the effluent were to migrate horizontally and it could potentially enter the basement some way. But my answer to that is, we're moving further than the original system that was there. So if there was a likelihood of that going to happen, I would have thought it would have happened over the last 20 years while that system was in that location. We're moving somewhere in the vicinity of like 6 to 8 feet further away from the house than is currently there today. Mm-hmm. So we're making the situation
right.
better.
We're making
we
it
don't
better.
Have a problem today. I don't anticipate a problem in the future.
Right, and then that becomes on the homeowner if it goes into the basement, right?
Well, yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
Is there normally 150 feet from an existing well?
100.
It's 100?
The state code is 100 feet.
Okay.
To the disposal field. It's only 50 feet to the tank.
Would they be able to mow that steep slope?
There will be no steep slope. So the slope is per code still. It's still 3-to-1 slope, which is mowable with a riding mower.
Does the pump have any significant impact on how that water gets pumped up to the septic, or like the pump's not this mad, the pump just meets where it's got to go?
Are we talking the pump for the ejector pump in the basement?
Yes.
Yeah, no. So that pump pumps up to the gravity line that exits the house.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what that pump size is, because it's matter for that, the amount of water pressure it's got to deliver.
That's a plumbing issue.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking. I don't know.
So the motion is going to end up being that we give permission for TW to go do the application. Let Brian make the motion.
Brian.
Yeah, this is complicated.
As I get my feet under me, I'll...
Yeah, that thing, you got like one of the most complicated ones.
Sure.
To approve the motions, 1-2, and the proposal field, that's not within the 25 feet, to have it shown as 23 feet, and the toe of a slope to be 6 feet from the property line, and I make the motion to approve the TWA approval from us to...
Just permission for application.
For application.
Okay. I'll
So moved.
Yeah.
Second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Do you know Imbergamo?
I'm sorry?
Do you know Mike Imbergamo?
I know the name, but I don't know.
Tri-County.
Tri-County.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure.
I went to high school with him.
Yeah, I haven't seen Mike in a little while. Good job.
Thank you.
So, public comment.
Public comment.
Yeah. I'd like to open a public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. And I'm gonna make the first comment because I read something in the newspaper today. There is currently in the news today that the New Jersey Department of Health is investigating a mumps outbreak in Hunterdon County. 8 suspected cases resulting from one family traveling internationally, and it's highly contagious. Be aware of symptoms. Call the health care provider first so they can make precautions if you're going to visit the health care provider. And the symptoms are fever, headache, muscle aches, loss of appetite, tiredness. Then later it appears a swelling of the salivary glands and puffy cheeks and a tender swollen jaw. And the swollen glands can include go to the brain and other parts of the body. Brain inflammation, encephalitis can cause infertility later in life. So what they're advising is that people get the MMR. Where's Patricia? She leave? Oh, yeah. No, you. I was going
to
say you're the nurse, but
yeah. That's why I didn't leave.
Yeah, that's okay. Advising that people get the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella shot, and that they put out a public service announcement to that effect today. The acting health commissioner, Dr. Caitlin Baston of the New Jersey Department of Health. So. That's all I wanted to say.
It's important.
Yeah.
Any further comments from the public?
Good evening. It's good to see everybody again.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been more important meetings to attend. Keith Galloway. This is hypothetical, but it frequently is not. But at one of our meetings that we've been attending, one of the law enforcement officers was there, as they are every week. And I raised the hypothetical to him, but in reality, it occurs frequently from spring to fall. And that is, we have landscapers that park their trailers and trucks on roads, and you cannot basically go around them without going out into the other party's lane of traffic. So my question to him was, and it is to you as well, is, and I will use a perfect example of going down Sliker Road past Littlebrook Nursing Home. By the time you get down to the bottom of the hill, there's an S corner there. And frequently there's a landscaper there weekly, and his trailer is in the road. But on any given day, you can find 3, 4, or 5 of those trailers here on public roads. And so my question was to him, if I'm traveling down the lane of traffic in which that trailer and truck are parked, and I want to go around that trailer and truck, and I do so, and a car comes around the corner the opposite way, and I'm involved in an accident, who's at fault? And the officer said, well, you are. You would get the summons. And I said, no, I shouldn't be the one to get it. It should be the landscaper that gets the ticket. He's parked illegally on the street. But he says, well, you could fight that in court, but you're the one that's going to get the summons. So my question to you is there an ordinance that can be passed that these trailers cannot park on a public road and left there while they're cutting grass? They're there for an hour, hour and a half, sometimes longer. It depends on how many lawns they're cutting. And I think it's a real danger. It affects many roads in this township. And I don't know if you could make them get a sticker every year or come in to get a sticker that you could provide that says no parking on public streets so that they are aware that they're in violation. It's just that I think somebody is eventually going to get hurt. Because now that the roads have been repaved, I mean, nobody's doing 35 miles an hour. They're going to come around one of those corners, and bam, we're going to get hit. That's it. Thanks.
Kidding. Any? Oh, there's somebody else.
200 feet each way.
Yeah.
Ron Mikowski, I have a question. You're looking for a little direction. It has to do with a septic system that was installed. The septic tanks were installed over the right-of-way line by 7 feet. And is there any chance of getting any kind of relief for that? It's on a development road. It's not on a throughway. Or where would I go after this?
So similar to somebody putting a fence up on over your property line, they put the septic into the right-of-way?
The septic is in the right-of-way, yeah. But the tank was in the tank, septic tank, pump tank. I installed it. I did it. What I did is to put it in, we hit rock and we moved downhill to get away from the rock and inadvertently got into the right-of-way by about 2.5 feet. Is there any chance of getting any kind of relief? Or if I do, where would I go?
Well, I would think there would be an avenue for that.
A waiver, right? Some sort of waiver?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We should probably talk to the attorney about it.
Well, or the engineer.
Yeah. Well, the engineer, I think there's Mark's here. We could talk to him about it.
Yeah.
I know they've done it before the right-of-way, right up on Huffman's Crossing Road. They granted
here.
There.
Mm-hmm.
We're only talking 2 feet, not talking 10 feet out.
2.5 feet.
Yeah.
Over the line.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need it to come from the engineer. Follow me? That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I don't disagree with that either. That
right.
It came through the engineer. Maybe you had an application before or something before the Board of Health.
Yeah.
Combined with the engineer, that maybe that we could, the Board of Health might be able to.
Okay.
I'm not sure. That would be a question that.
Because that has to be able to satisfy the county.
The county.
Also, right.
The county was notified on it, and as far as the way I understood, I didn't get anything direct from them, but they did contact the engineer as far as the installation, the health, and everything. There was no problems. Just it was more of a legal problem being over the line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it has to come through.
Right.
Mm. Did we got something on it?
Yes.
So
it's an attorney review.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's in.
Yeah. Because I haven't heard anything, so I.
Yeah, I just heard about it. What was it, like Monday or something? So Yeah.
Sounds doable. Yep.
I'll wait. Thank you.
Okay. Mm.
Any other people, public, for comments? Board of Health?
Seeing none, I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Make a motion to adjourn.
Have a motion to adjourn, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. What if I said no?
Oh, yeah. We stay here.